Today we'd like to see the title of I am the Lord your God in Ezekiel chapters 19-20. To the souls on this online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 19, verse 2, and say, what is your mother, a lioness? She lay down among the lions. Among the young lions, she nourished her cubs. Who are a lioness and her cubs in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 20, verse 9, but I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles, among whom they were in whose sight I had made myself known to them, to bring them out of the land of Egypt. What does it mean in this context, and what can you learn from here? Last question in chapter 20, verse 12. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. What does it mean, and how can you apply this to our lives? In the last time, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32, for I have no pleasure in death of one who dies, says the Lord God, therefore turn and live. God is pleading once again. He takes no pleasure in death of the wicked. He says, turn and live. The resolution to the issue of inherited sin is a personal transformation. This change isn't something we can achieve on our own. It's a work of God through the Holy Spirit when we turn away from a life of sin and rebellion and turn to God. God gives us a new path, new love, and a new strength to change. It starts with faith, trusting that God can transform your heart and mind. From there, choose daily to let Him lead your life. The Spirit-led life. Cross-reference here. Chapter 19, verse 1. Moreover, take up a lamentation for princes of Israel. Weeping is over the condition of God's people and the lost world. God desires hearts that mourn over sin. Ezekiel is commanded to lament for Israel leaders, showing their responsibility. So repent is a requirement for God's mercy. Question 1, verse 2, and say, what is your mother, a lioness? She lay down among the lions, plural. Among the young lions, she nourished her cubs. The lioness represented Judah, and the cubs represent her kings. Judah is linked to lion, Genesis 49. Jerusalem is also called Ariel, meaning the lion of God. Question 1 is related to two cubs, what are two cubs? Here, verse 3 and 4, answer coming out. She brought up one of her cubs, and he became a young lion. He learned to catch prey, and he devoured men. The nations also heard of him. He was trapped in their pit, and they brought him with chains to the land of Egypt. Two cubs referred to the sons of the 15th good king, Josiah. The first cub is the 16th king, Jehoiah, taken captive to Egypt by Pharaoh Neo. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 4 indicate. His reign ended in judgment to do evil. Then second king is 529, Joachim. When she saw that she waited, that her hope was lost, she took another of her cups. So 和他的 son, and made him a young lion. He roved among the lions and became a young lion. He learned to catch prey. He devoured men. He knew their desolated places and laid waste their cities. The land with its fullness was desolated by the noise of his roaring. Then the nations set against him from the provinces on every side and spread their net over him. He was trapped in their pit. They put him in a cage with chains and brought him to the king of Babylon, a distant Babylon, not Egypt. They brought him in nets that his voice should no longer be heard on the mountains of Israel. The second cup reported to the 17th king, Jehoiakim, the brother of Jehoiada, who was taken captive to Babylon. Many nations came against him, thus fulfilling God's judgment upon Judah. All cross-reference right there. Then is 7. He knew their desolate places. I already read that up to 9. Now 10 to 12. Your mother was like a vine in your bloodline, planted by the waters, fruitful and full of branches, cooking because of many waters. She had a strong branches for serpents of rulers. She towered in stature above the thick branches and was seen in her height and dense foliage. But she was plucked up in fury. She was cast down to the ground because he was killed by Pharaoh. Judah is like a fruitful vine, yet uprooted and destroyed. The east wind symbolized Babylon. Jeremiah 4:11-13. Strength could not save own strength the nation. 12. Here, and the east wind dried her fruit. Her strong branches were broken with the branches. Zedekiah also his son, and with the fire consumed them. 13:14. And now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land. Fire has come out from a lot of her branches and devoured her fruit, so that she has no strong branch or chapter for ruling. The nation becomes desolate. This called for mourning of a spiritual decline. It is a time for repentance, not complacence. Chapter 20, verse 1. It came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. The elders seek God in the seventh year of captivity, but outward seeking does not equal obedience, because they have no heart to love God. 2:3, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. God refuses your inquiry, because their hearts are rebellious like their fathers. 4:9 is especially verse 9, question 2. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Then make known to them the abominations of their fathers. Say to them, thus says the Lord God, on the day when I chose Israel and raised my hand in the north to the descendants of the house of Jacob and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, I raised my hand in an oath to them, saying, I am the Lord your God. On that day I raised my hand in an oath to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt into the land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of all land. Then I said to them, each of you throw away abomination which are before his eyes, and do not defile yourselves in the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me. Even in Egypt, they would not obey me. They did not all cast away. their abomination which were before their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury on them, fulfill my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I acted for my name's sake, that they should not be profaned before the Gentiles among whom they were, in whose sight I had made myself known to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt. God recounts Israel's rebellion in Egypt, yet delivered them for his name's sake. Grace is based on God's character. 10 to 13 here, particular question 3, verse 12. Therefore I made them go out the land of Egypt, brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man does, he shall live by them. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between them and me. Them is the Jewish people. That they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Yet the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statute. They despised my judgment, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they greatly defiled my Sabbath. Then I said, I would pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them. Originally established as a covenant sign between God and Israel, the Sabbath was frequently profaned and rejected by the nation. Under the new covenant, Jesus is revealed as the Lord of the Sabbath. For the believer, true rest is found in his lordship rather than legalistic calendar. Thus, any day governed by Christ in the heart serves as a Sabbath, as well as any year. Note, in Old Testament time, Sabbath year was applied to land. The cross up there. 14 to 7. But I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles, in whose sight I had brought them out. So I also raised my hand in an oath to them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgments, case Lord, and did not work in my statutes, but profaned my Sabbath, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destruction. I did not make an end of them in the wilderness, because some faithful remnants who repent, you know, God is allowed, you know, them to enter into promised land. Despite the rebellion, God showed mercy for his name's sake. 18 up 22. But I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgment, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgment, and do them. Hallow my Sabbath, and they will be a sign between me and you may know that I am the Lord your God. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statute, and were not careful to observe my judgment, which if a man does, he shall live by them. But they profaned my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them, fulfill my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the Gentiles, in whose sight I had brought them out. The next generation was called to obey, yet they also rebelled. Still, God restrained his judgment because of his name's sake. 23-24. Also I raised my hand in the north to those in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the Gentiles and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not rejected my judgment, but had despised my statute, profaned my Sabbath, and their eyes were fixed on their father's idols. God warned of scattering due to disobedience. Judgment follows sin. 25:26. Therefore I also gave them up to the statute that were not good, and judgment by which they could not live. And I pronounced them unclean because of their ritual gifts, in that they caused all their firstborn to pass through the fire, that I might make them desolate, and that they might know that I am the Lord. God gave them over to their desires. This led to abomination, like a child of sacrifice. Cross reference right there. 27:32. Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of Israel, and say to them, thus said the Lord God, in this to your fathers have blasphemed me, by being unfaithful to me, when I brought them into the land concerning which I had raised my hand in an oath to give them. And they saw all the high hills and all the thick trees. There they offered their sacrifices and provoked me with their offerings. There they also sent up their sweet aroma and poured out their drink offering. Then I said to them, what is this high place to which you go? So its name is called Bama to this day. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, are you defiling yourselves in the manner of your fathers, committing harlotry according to their abominations? For when you offer your gifts and make your sons pass through the fire, you defile yourselves with all your idols, even to this day. So shall I be inquired over by you, O house of Israel. As I live, says the Lord God, I will not be inquired over by you. What you have in your mind shall never be. When you say, we'll be like the Gentiles, like the families in other countries, serving wood and stone, either continually in idolatry, imitating the pagan nations, their claim to seek God was not genuine. As I live, says the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered, with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with a fury poured out. God declared that he will rule over them through judgment because of disobedience. 35:36. And I will bring you in the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will plead my case with you face to face, just as I plead my case with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So I will plead my case with you, says the Lord God. God will bring them into the wilderness, judgment, to purge rebels and refine the faithful. 37, I will make you pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Passing under the rod shows God's careful examination and shepherding. 38:39, I will purge the rebels from among you, and those who transgress against me. I will bring them out of the country where they dwell, but they shall not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. As for you, O house of Israel, just says the Lord God, go serve every one of you his idols, and hereafter, if you will not obey me, but profane my holy name, no more with your gifts and your idols. God separates rebels from the faithful and rejects divided worship. It's an undivided loyalty. 40:41. For on my holy mountain, on the mountain height of Israel, said the Lord God, there is all the house of Israel, all of them in the land shall serve me. There I will accept them. There I will require your offerings and the first fruits of your sacrifice, together with all your holy things. I will accept you as a sweet aroma when I bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will be hallowed in you before the Gentiles. Restoration includes true worship, fulfilled ultimately in Christ. 40 to 44. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for which I raised my hand in an oath to give it to your fathers. And there you shall remember your ways and all your doings with which you were defiled, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight because of all the evils that you have committed. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doing, O house of Israel, says the Lord God. They will know the Lord through his grace, not their merit. 45 or 49. Furthermore, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards the south, preach against the south, and prophesy against the forest land. The south, and say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of the Lord. This says the Lord God, Behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it shall devour every green tree, every dry tree in you. The blazing flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be scorched by it. All flesh shall see death. I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then I said, How, Lord God, they say over me, does he not speak parables? The fire against the south Judah symbolized coming judgment. People dismissed Ezekiel's message as a mere parable. Parables are not merely teaching tools for clarity. They are spiritual instruments. They open truth to believers, veil truth from unbelieving, and hardened according to the condition of the heart. All cross-reference right there. We covered all three questions. Continue to keep on prayer for us all, you know, mission prayer requests. A lot of it is mission prayer requests there. So let's sing all together Maranatha song. Over there, the Spirit Songs, the Church Book, Church Blue Book, page 51, number 12 song. Okay, thank you. God bless you.